Welcome back to Uncut, the Makers Podcast with me, Atia, and I also have Juliet with me here today.
Hello everyone, I hope you're doing well today. Atia, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. I know it's been like a really long time since we last recorded, which was not really planned by us at the time. Yeah. But it's kind of one of those things that life does get in the way a little bit, and once you stop, you know, doing something, it's really hard to restart again or fit it into your day again. I know some people have been asking where we've been, there's nothing specific that stopped us doing it, but
I guess it's just life in general.
I mean, to be honest, like, we were discussing that life used to be much simpler when we started the podcast. We were just at home and there was time to fill and everyone was like, had time to craft and do other things.
Since then
we've all, you know, obviously the children are getting a bit older and we've both taken on like different commitments with work and things like that. It's just a different phase, really.
It is. It's all, life is in seasons, isn't it? And I guess this season is just I don't know what to name this season. It's just a lot of change. It's a lot of change in like homes, family life, work situations. I mean, I'm taking on more work now, like in my day job. I'm going back full time. So it's just, I don't know how to explain it, but I just, I've not been making as much as I used to.
Yeah, we were saying this as well. I feel like I can't make as much as I used to. But then when I looked back on it, actually I'm still making, you know, quite a lot of things, just not at like
a different pace.
Yeah, not at a totally like, I mean, I think I was just going too fast before, like, you know, I was enjoying it, but like you can only really do it if you're enjoying it. And then somebody on Instagram was basically saying that they kind of like get this hyper focus and they just get really into their sewing project and then they kind of end up neglecting other parts of their life.
Yeah.
And I do feel that when you get like really super focused, if you have like, you know, other commitments, then it's quite easy to let other things slide that you probably should be doing. I find sometimes like with the children, I mean, not that we've talked about this before, like they're not neglected as such, but like maybe you'd make them some, you know, easier food than you would have done otherwise, like you spend less time baking something or like, you know, do you know what I mean? Like I think it's good to sometimes keep a focus on all aspects of life, not just only on the sewing.
Sometimes balance is just a hard one to strike. You can't really strike a balance with it. It's quite tricky. We spent a lot of time indoors compared to now because I'm constantly on the go.
I'm
in my car driving from one place to the other, grabbing a train, grabbing the bus, and it's just constant movement and you're not... You hardly have much... And the moment you come into the house, you just want to relax and not... Well, I mean, crafting is a form of relaxation, but I would rather craft when, like, the environment is conducive and I'm not so, like, I'm not trying to juggle every other thing. I don't know how to explain
it. Yeah, I find that you kind of want, you want to have that downtime. Sewing is not necessarily downtime, it's quite active. You do have to, like, you know, think about what you're doing and you have to, like, look at instructions and you have to, you know, like plan what you're doing and things like that. Whereas sometimes I quite often am like sitting on the sofa nowadays with my knitting.
Me too.
I find the knitting is like, you can zone out a little bit more with knitting than you can with sewing. But but I also do enjoy when I get into that stage of like really enjoying a project and, you know, having the time to really get into it as well.
I might have had burnout from sewing because I did a lot of sewing, like, you know, I just constantly did sewing as work and not as just the form of, you know, like selfish sewing. I didn't do a lot of selfish sewing.
You were working on your books and things as well.
Yeah,
and then so, I guess you have to kind of separate it again from is it enjoyable if you had a deadline like all that time, like, you know, it just makes things less enjoyable. If you have deadlines, doesn't it? But you have been making some
you're
wearing something very nice today.
And you're wearing something you made didn't you?
Yeah, I did make it. This was quite a while ago now. It's one of the Talco patterns. The Helmy blouse, which I've shared before on Instagram.
So beautiful.
Thank you. So actually I haven't worn it that much. Basically I have a problem with ironing, which we haven't discussed before. So this one does require quite a lot of ironing because it's like cotton. It's like you know, the warp and weft range.
Yeah.
It's one of those fabrics, which I really like them. Do you know Ace and Jig? Have you heard of them?
No, I don't know.
They're
them.
An American designer who only use this type of fabric, like hand-loomed fabrics and like really nice checks and prints like woven into the fabrics. So it reminds me of those ones. And I know that they have like, there are people who only wear Ace and Jig, or it's like got a cult following.
Really?
So, yeah, so like there's a few different brands that like these American like kind of very natural brands, and that's one of them.
Yeah.
So this reminds me of that type of clothes.
Yeah, I'm wearing, there's this new designer that I discovered on Instagram, Veronica Tucker Patterns. She makes such beautiful patterns. And I think what really attracted me to her designs was her fabric choice, because it kind of aligns with the sort of fabric that I like as well. So what I'm currently wearing is the Odette wrap. It's a faux wrap dress, which I made using this beautiful linen fabric. this is my favorite fabric that I got from Simply Fabrics Brixton, and I got it over like nearly 3 years ago, and I've just not wanted to cut into it. So I thought, okay, I'm going to make my Odette using this fabric, because I've tested it out in the past. I already made an Odette wrap dress, but then I didn't bother twirling it because I'd already done it in the past with the first one, but not realizing that I cut out the cup size A to C rather than the cup size D, which was what I used for the first one. I don't know what happened there, but I don't think it fits me the way that I've wanted to fit, but you would notice it if you
looking at it, really nice from afar,
you won't notice, but I think when you have a closer look, you'd see the tightness around the shoulder, the arm size.
Hmm.
But that's the,
is that uncomfortable, or is it just,
oh, it's not uncomfortable, it's just my eye. I just when I look in the mirror, I'm like, oh gosh, why? But it's beautiful still. Yeah, I love the fit
really
from the bust down. It looks lovely, but it's just that top part that makes me, it just gives me the ick. But I'm okay, thanks.
Well, it looks really nice.
Thank you.
I slightly went off prints, which is like, I basically only sew prints most of the time, but I think I was just getting to the stage where like I couldn't match a top to trousers because like everything's a print. So I've been kind of being a bit more conscious about not buying prints, because so that I can actually have things to match with things. But now this has made me think like, actually,
maybe try. I tell you, someone who's got lovely prints, but you probably saw her at the Stitch Festival, Sandeep.
Yeah, I actually bought a few of her prints at the Stitch Festival. So she's got this beautiful new viscose range, and I got two of her prints from there, and I've actually made them as well. So like, usually it takes me time to get around to making
things quick
with
the
fabric, but these ones I knew I wanted them before I went on holiday this year. So I made a everyday dress by the New Craft House out of the pink.
I was influenced by you as well.
Okay. Yeah, I just really like that pattern, because it's just like, for me, it's like, it's simple. It's got good coverage for like how I want to wear stuff.
Yeah.
So it's quite a good pattern for me, and I have worn that dress quite a lot. And what always surprises me, that because it's such a simple pattern, people are always like, "You made that." Like, the non-sewists always get like, that's the thing that impresses them the most. Whereas like, even things like, if you made a coat or something like trousers, they find that less impressive than the dresses, just because actually what it is the print. Is a wow factor. You can make something really simple, and the print just does the talking, basically. And I also made the Zadie jumpsuit out of other print from her as well, which I also really like. She's got not only her own amazing prints, she's also got an amazing Liberty range at the moment, and she's got a good eye for the types of colours and things that she's, and she makes amazing clothes herself.
She's wonderful. Sandeep's store is Sister Mintaka online. You can buy from her online. She had a store at the Stitch Festival, and it's just so lovely seeing her prints in person, because it's normally, well, I actually love watching her stories, because she does this, I love the way she displays her fabrics on Instagram stories. The quality is just so cool, and I think it might be the light, the way she, like, the positioning of her camera against the light, because the fabrics look ever so attractive, and you just want to buy it. And she strokes them so lovely. I need to mute her. Yeah, but I can't. I look out for her stories all the time, because I purchased I'll show you later. I purchased two of her prints as well, but those were floral. I've been looking for the I've always looked out for tiny little floral prints, but not like yellow, red, or, you know, I wanted it on a black background. And I found the best ones on her site, so I bought two.
What do you plan to make with those?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what I keep looking at is, you know, the Crafty Pie?
Yeah.
She's made this really nice Anthea blouse out of Fabric Godmother floral.
Ooh.
And I keep seeing that, it's like, I just want one exactly like that.
I made an Anthea blouse. Yeah. I made one, but I used African wax fabrics for it.
Okay. Well, that must be really nice as well, because they kind of hold the shape quite well, don't they?
They do. The sleeves look so beautiful.
Yeah, I've actually used the sleeve on a couple of dresses, but I've never actually made the full Anthea blouse.
Oh, yeah.
So I do actually need to do that, because it does look like a useful pattern as well.
Oh, okay. Well, we've been making. I think we're a bit too hard on ourselves.
Yeah, no, to be honest, I mean, comes this time where you just think, do I need, like, I don't need to make 12 dresses a year. I mean, even if you make like 4 dresses a year or something. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I might still make 12 dresses a year, but like, you don't necessarily need like so many all the time. You don't need to be churning them out necessarily.
We don't. We actually don't. I saw this new, actually Alice, it was on Alice's, we all know Alice, don't we?
Yeah.
It was on Alice's story. There was a new jumpsuit pattern on her story, on her Instagram stories, and I was so attracted to it because of the shape of it, and it reminded me of the Zadie pattern.
Yeah, I saw this. It's like a wrap style as well, isn't it? Yeah.
But it's got a cutout on the side, on a right angle. I just liked the look of it, and I think that would be one of my projects to make during the summer holidays. Because, I mean, we're approaching the summer holidays.
Yeah. Do you have any other making plans over summer?
I was inspired by quite a few people. I was inspired by quite a few makers on Instagram to dig into my African wax stash and make some things for myself. So I'm going to be making the Odette dress again, but this time using African wax prints. Actually, you can see them here already. I've got them all laid out.
Yeah, so nice.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to making this, because I would like to make them right on time for our summer holidays. So that's the plan. Make some African wax print dresses. I recently made bookmarks using African wax prints.
I saw that today, actually.
Oh, you saw it today?
Yeah, I saw the reel.
My dad saw them and he was like, oh, can I have, I made three, and he took two of them for his books.
That's quite nice. That's really nice, Ellie, because it kind of like goes on the corner of the page.
So it's, you have to use medium weight interfacing to give it a bit of structure.
That looks like a good project for Nora, actually, for my daughter.
She'd love
because
it.
She's really been into her sewing lately.
Yeah,
and
I've been
seeing
her.
It's quite sweet because she just comes with an idea and she doesn't necessarily know like the correct way of doing that in terms of like the seams and things like that, but she just like figures it out herself, and it's really sweet. So
that's a talent.
She was doing appliqué, and we were watching the sewing bee, right? So she didn't know it's called appliqué, but like, she just like cuts something out and puts it on top of another piece of fabric and stitches it on. And I was like, you do that already, that's appliqué.
I think she's got a gift then. She's got the rest of the summer to play around with fabrics.
Yeah, we're definitely, she's actually going to be doing a course at Beckenham Place Park, KHY. They do a sewing driving license.
Yeah.
So she's going to be doing that with her friend, in the beginning of the summer holiday, so that'll give her a good start.
Yeah.
And she was quite funny because some of her friends already do it, and they were like, you need a driving license before you can start. So she just made herself a little paper driving license.
Olivia did it.
Work.
She did. The first one was a driving license, and then she made a travel cushion. You know the neck pillows that you would normally...
I saw that in their options.
That's a good class to do.
Yeah.
My mum tried to take the cushion from her. Olivia would not let her. No, she's just like, no, you're not having it. But
that's a good little project because it's quite useful.
She's
attached
to it.
Useful for scraps and things like that as well.
Yeah. And then they get the children to make, I think they make bags, like reversible bags with the kids. And she enjoyed that one as well. But then she's been playing around with the sewing machine as well. But she's not as motivated as I would want her to be.
Uh-huh.
But you can't push these things.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of got to be a, it's a passion, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can't force it. You can't force it. It has to just come when it comes.
Yeah. It's Sojo, isn't it?
But I actually discovered a really nice new pattern company for children called Flora Child.
Ooh.
And I made Nora a little blouse out of that. So I'd made the Fibre Mood Nina black dress out of a Stores print, like you know, Stores of London lawn fabrics.
Yeah.
And I had a big piece left over, which I didn't have any plans for. And then I was just thinking, like, basically I'm making a pair of trousers, which has taken me a very long time. It's quite a detailed project.
Mm.
I just kind of felt like I need to do something else, something that's quicker and, like, more... You know, like, when you just have that quick project that you just get it done. And then that fabric was all pre-washed and ready, and I was like, oh, that would be perfect. So I made her a little top out of one of their patterns. So I've been quite happy with... I've also got these paper bag trousers from that same pattern range as well. So Nora's going to get a little capsule wardrobe out of that for the summer.
I like that. She's going to like that as well. Oh, she wears her dresses so beautifully, and her, like, her garments.
Yeah, she likes wearing them. It's quite nice to make her things because she knows she'll enjoy wearing them.
You got her a vintage, what was it again? Laura Ashley?
Yeah, it's Laura Ashley dress. Yeah. I got that at Beckenham Place Park at
Salad Days. Yeah.
And she's worn that quite a bit. I got her two different ones, and they're quite over the top compared to what people wear normally nowadays. But whenever she wears them, she gets so many compliments because people just love seeing that vintage style.
So much detail.
Well. She's got this like really ruffly one in a really nice Laura Ashley print. I actually when I went to Margate recently, tried on a Laura Ashley dress in a vintage shop. Which actually fit me really well, but it was £250.
Oh my goodness.
I don't think I can stretch that. So,
do you take a photo so you can make one for yourself?
Well, it was pretty straightforward. It was like kind of just a gathered skirt on a kind of quite fitted bodice. So it's like, you could make it. I mean, there was nothing particularly difficult to make, but it just had
to find the print.
That nice vintage charm.
So
I wanted to chat about your sewing room, actually, because you've done amazing things with your sewing room, and it's really inspiring.
Thank you very much.
What would you say is your favorite thing that you have in your sewing room at the moment?
I don't think I'm I like my cutting table. It gave me some issues earlier on in the year, because I think my brother he leaned on the table quite like heavily, and it tilted to one side, so whilst cutting it kept like doing this tilting thing. But I got in touch with the company,
Flexispot.
I got in touch with them, their customer service, and they were able to like direct me on what to do to make it like to fix it. So it's working well now. I'm able to take it up and down. It's an actual working from home desk
sort of finish, isn't it? It's
like, that's right. Yeah.
White surface.
Yeah, and it also helps me to, like, if I'm working with a camera that doesn't have, so if I'm recording an overhead video with a camera that doesn't have the zooming function, I can just raise the table or lower it.
So you having to try and like adjust your camera as well. That's quite clever. I didn't think of that. And I like your dress form as well. That's pretty
new
as well. Right?
No, I've had this for so long. Oh, yeah, I had it before COVID. But I don't use it as much as I should. I just use it to like display my garments. Probably you need to have a go at
just draping.
That's the word.
I actually gave away my dress form.
Why?
It was kind of quite old. I got it on Facebook Marketplace or something and it was a bit wobbly, and like you couldn't adjust it very much, and the height was basically, you couldn't adjust the height anymore. And I just thought, it's not really serving its purpose at the moment. So at some point, if I have the space, then I might consider getting another one.
Yeah.
But they are nice for displaying things on. And sometimes I used to just, like, you know, like when you're putting a sleeve on or something, just to see how it's looking, that kind of thing. But I wouldn't say it's essential for me at the moment.
Yeah, I was thinking about putting mine in the shed, but I felt like it might get mouldy. So I've kept it in here, because I haven't used it that much. I used it more when I was making things for my books, but as you know, I haven't been making as much as. But I mean, I will get more use out of it soon. I like the fact that it's got actual hands for the sleeves.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, because my one didn't, and you actually kind of, it's quite useful to be able to see the shape because you can't fit it completely.
The sleeves. And it has the crotch thing, so you can test trousers and things on it. But the sewing rooms really come together. I had an issue with the sound, like, for my videos, because my videos used to sound quite echoey. So what I did was I've got some fabric in here now, and I've put this a textile.
That's a good idea, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absorbs the sound or the noise.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got like blankets, cushions, just brought like bits and pieces inside to help with the sound proofing of the room.
Mm.
But it's not too bad. I'm enjoying working in here. Yeah. Been enjoying working in here.
And you've got quite good light as well.
That's right.
That always helps.
Yes. Yeah. We've got bay windows, and I was going to use it as a stand for my plants. But then in one of my YouTube videos, this man recommended, he didn't recommend, he said, why don't you just use it as a work surface for cutting things out?
Isn't it?
Yeah. So you can maximize the use of the surfaces, worktops, whatever it's called. I'm enjoying it. You did some work in your own space, Atia.
Yeah, well, we just wallpapered one of the walls because it's the conservatory, so we just wallpapered the back wall, and I just changed around like the layout of, we used to have a notice board, like one of those pegboards there.
Yeah.
So I just changed that and I put some pictures up and changed the light as well, because the light was actually quite a big problem in that room, because it was like, you know, like a wall light, which is kind of shaded. Most of it's like covered, so the light kind of used to go up rather than down. So it wasn't that useful for task lighting the same. But now I've changed it to a down lighting one, and it's much better, a lot brighter.
Yeah.
So, because I was finding that I didn't really want to work in there in the evening that much, because I felt like it's kind of straining your eyes a little bit, and it's not that comfortable.
Yeah.
So now it's a bit better for that.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
which good. Is good, because it's conservatory, it's hot in the daytime.
So obviously, yeah,
to
actually,
to work
in the evenings. Yeah, because it gets really hot in the daytime, actually. Forgot that. And it's been quite warm in the UK.
Yeah.
There's a heat wave in Europe.
It's been very warm there, like, the last few weeks. It's been okay. I mean, it was like you could work in there, but you didn't necessarily want to if it's too hot.
Yeah.
So any other plans over summer? Are you going anywhere or anything like that?
Yeah, we're just going to have a short family break with the rest of the... We've got a big family break.
Mm-hmm.
For I think like 5 nights, and it's going to be lovely, like catching up with the rest of the family.
Yeah, that sounds really nice.
We haven't done that for such a long time, and you know, hang out with the kids. They're not kids anymore; they're all like young adults. Be in the same space with them over a long period of time, which is going to be quite nice. And I'm looking forward to wearing my
me-made
garments in different
nice
locations.
Yeah.
So it's going to be very, very fun. Looking forward to that. And we'll be back and we'll have like 4 or 5 weeks in the UK. So I have to find things to do with my young child to keep her entertained. We'll do quite a bit of crafting. We'll do a lot of crafting. The puppy. We've got a puppy.
Yeah, we
actually
haven't
mentioned
last time when we spoke.
Yeah, we've got a puppy now. So we're going to try and keep him entertained as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We booked a glamping holiday, so we booked the entire campsite for 3 nights.
Oh, wow.
And that's basically with my extended family, so, like, all my cousins, like, uncles, not all of them, but, like, there's still about 50 of us, so it's going to be pretty interesting. But I think camping is quite good, because there's so much space that, like, it doesn't feel like there's, you know, you're all enclosed in one space, and then everyone can... like do their own bits of cooking, and then you can do some stuff together, you can do some stuff separate, so it's quite easy going as a group holiday, I find. Whereas otherwise you tend to be like all the women doing washing up or something, which is what we kind of want to avoid, really. I think that's gonna be quite good, like everyone's quite positive about it, so
that's
and
exciting.
Some of them haven't done camping before, so it should be,
I think this will be a soft landing, because you're doing
it
with
it's
people
good
that you...
and also it's like they provide you with everything that you need, so you don't actually need to do much other than just turn up really and bring your food, so it's pretty easy.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah,
something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really a camping so I think that'll be a good one to do, glamping.
I mean, to be honest, like we used to camp a lot more when the children were younger, and I think my husband's gone off it because he's not really wanted to go camping. Yeah, I think it's a lot of work to actually like carry all the stuff and then set the camp up and everything. But I quite enjoy it. I like the fact that you kind of have to be outdoors if you're camping.
Yeah.
And, you know, often we'll like, you make excuses to, or you go outside for an hour or two, but you're never outside for like 8 hours longer, which is maybe what people don't like about it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's okay. Cool. This part is quite sad because it's taken us a long time to make this decision. We're quite sad to say that this will be our closing episode on the podcast. It's been, we've done quite a few seasons and we've had to make that really, really tough decision to wrap it up on the podcast. Atiya,
I think it was feeling like it was time for us because we've obviously gone over quite a lot of different subjects in the podcast. We've talked to some amazing people and we feel really privileged to have had the chance to speak to so many, sort of amazing makers and like inspirational sewists.
Yes.
And there's a lot more that we could still talk about and do with the podcast, but I think it's got to a stage for us where we struggle to manage the kind of workload of it. And yes. And it's, you know, to be honest, it's like quite difficult to manage the business side of it as well.
Yes.
So, we have really enjoyed working together as well. And I'm sure that we're going to be doing other things together as well in future.
Yes.
But in terms of the podcast itself, we think it's probably time to just wrap it up really. And, we've got lots of big back catalogue for anyone who wants to have a listen.
Yeah.
There's lots there. And we hope everyone's enjoyed being part of the podcast journey with us, and we still have so many ideas of things that we want to do, but we probably just want to do it in a different way at this stage. Yeah.
Well, thinking about a different way or speaking about a different way, you've started a YouTube channel.
Yeah, I have got a YouTube channel, and to be honest, like I started with a kind of a bang, and I've just slightly lost the momentum, but I'm planning to get back into it as well.
Yeah.
But it's more just basically kind of like a vlog style, you know, of sewing and like what projects I'm doing, and then that I'll probably bring in some other things I've been doing, like interiors and things along the way as well. So I did Ali Abdul's YouTube part-time YouTuber academy.
Yes.
And it was really good, sort of like very thorough kind of grounding on how to do YouTube, but it was very intense. And I feel like I haven't absorbed all of it yet. So I'm going to be focusing on that over the next year as well, just working on making more videos, and then also doing more sewing. So like, obviously, I think I do want to focus on the making side, because on Instagram I'm doing all sorts of different things, which I also really enjoy, but I want the YouTube to be mostly about making rather than anything else.
Well, I'll happily come onto your YouTube channel if you have me.
Of course, yeah.
I'd love to come on, and I'd love for you to come onto my YouTube channel. So I guess the best thing to do would be to please follow us on YouTube. Is it no? Subscribe to our channels on YouTube, because we'll try to do the sort of things that we would normally do here on our podcast on our different YouTube channels to keep you updated with what we're making and. The different things that we're making, what we're sewing, crafting, and
New things that are coming, like books and magazines, patterns. I did a little pattern review of Talco magazine and other things that are going on, and I think that'll be quite interesting.
Absolutely.
Hopefully for other people. Yeah. And obviously we're both on Instagram.
Yes.
We're both slightly on TikTok, not that much.
Threads
I'm really enjoying, because it's just like very chatty, and I kind of like just say whatever I'm thinking about.
Yes.
Sometimes gets a bit random, but like, say I'll be thinking about like, hey, how, the other day I was like, why is it that I never see any weeds on Instagram? You always see like this perfect little garden. I was like, come on, everyone's got weeds.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is. It's just like a nice little place to hang out. And also, I think because everyone's got quite smaller followings at the moment on Threads, so you feel like you can chat more informally. It's like, So yeah, there's always a lot. There's a lot going on, and we're still both sharing a lot of different things.
That's great.
And we're really proud of what we've done with the podcast and what we've achieved with it. And thank you for listening, for everyone who's been subscribed to the podcast. Thanks for being there with us and for supporting us along the way as well.
Yeah, and we also appreciate all the guests that we've had, people that have spoken to us about their crafting journeys and the different things that they do. It's been a real privilege.
Mm.
Yeah, Atia, it's been. And we thank you. We can't thank you enough, everyone who's really supported us.
Yeah, so it's kind of goodbye from us for now. And, you know, I don't think we'll say... We're never going to do this again. We might pop up again now.
Absolutely.
In a low pressure kind of way. Or like we might do some like Instagram lives together or that kind of thing. But for now, for the podcast, we're just closing that chapter for the time being.
Absolutely. We're going to leave our Instagram running.
The podcast will be still available on the same platforms. The Instagram will still be there, but it'll be probably not monitored on a regular basis. So if you do want to get in touch with us about anything, then just contact us on our personal directly. Instagrams or emails, and we'll keep in touch that way.
Yeah, that'll be the best. But for now, take care, everyone. Look after yourselves. Keep making. And all the best.
Goodbye for now, and we'll keep an eye on everybody's Instagrams and keep in touch that way as well.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.